This morning, the United Nations Institute of Training and Research, UNITA, Hiroshima office, has completed the selection process of 20 fellows from the public sector, civil society organizations, private sector, media, and academic institutions of South Sudan. And the fellows will benefit from a 6-month fellowship in Hiroshima. Orientation process of the selected fellows begin today. Well, joining me in the studio this morning is Japan's ambassador to South Sudan, Kia Masahiko, to tell us more about the UNITA Fellowship for South Sudan. Good morning, Ms. Ambassador.
Good morning, Irene, and all listeners across the country.
Yes. And just going straight to the point, what is UNITA Fellowship for South Sudan all about?
Yes. UNITA South Sudan Fellowship Program is a 6-month capacity building training for junior to mid-career level professionals, which focuses on project management, leadership, and social entrepreneurship skills. This year, for its third cycle, 25 fellows and coaches, including 11 women, from the public sector, private sector, academic institutions, media, and civil society organizations in South Sudan will take part in the program.
All right. And can you also tell us more about the UNITA fellows? Who are they and how were they selected?
Well, thank you very much for a good question. This year, 20 UNITA fellows have been selected from 60 candidates nominated by a wide range of targeted public and private organizations. UNITA Hiroshima examined their academic qualifications, professional experiences, along with an interview and written test. This selection process was highly competitive and merit-based. In addition, five coaches have been appointed from best and eager graduates of the previous cycles. So they will also take part in the program to support the fellows throughout the learning process.
Right. That was a long process there. And what is it for Japan to invite these fellows to train in Japan?
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, for this 2017 cycle, they will be trained in three different places. That is in Uganda, in Japan, and in Juba. The first workshop will be held next week for a week in Entebbe. The second workshop, also for a week, is currently being planned in Hiroshima, Japan, this autumn. And the third one is coming up in Juba. While a project management training itself is very important, an essential element of this program is to give an opportunity for the fellows to see Hiroshima with their own eyes and to learn from its history of reconstruction. We are hopeful that these fellows will be greatly inspired by their experience of visiting Hiroshima and will make similar development take place in various sectors in South Sudan.
Right. And at the end of the training, fellows return home. So what happens after?
Well, indeed, each fellow is tasked to develop a concrete project proposal in his or her area of responsibility and to make use of such skills in the organization for the future. As a matter of fact, one of the fellows in the first cycle of in 2015 developed a project proposal to train 25% of primary school teachers in his state. And this project has been successfully funded and is now being implemented.
All right, what a successful story there.
Indeed.
And what lessons can South Sudan learn from the Hiroshima event in Japan?
Well, there are many lessons to learn from Hiroshima, but the most relevant will be the importance of unity and solidarity of the people in the country.
Indeed.
It was just yesterday, on the 6th of August, that an annual commemorative ceremony and silent prayer on the day of atomic bombing took place in Hiroshima with the presence of our Prime Minister. We have been doing this for more than 70 years. So by facing squarely and remembering a great tragedy, a nation can be united and reinforce its energy for the reconstruction of the country.
That's right. And is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about UNITA Fellowship?
Yes, maybe the benefit of networking.
Okay.
There are already 50 alumni in 34 different organizations from the previous two cycles. And we continue, this network will expand further. So it is my hope that those South Sudanese fellows who have been inspired by Hiroshima experience will strengthen their solidarity across various organizations and make reconstruction of the whole country a reality.
Wow, thank you so much, His Excellency. And that is Kia Masahiko. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
All right, nice talking to you there.